It's EV News briefly for Saturday 21st of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. We'll start with Volkswagen increasing their global production network for electric vehicles, now adding the Emden plant. It's their second site for pure electric vehicles in Germany, following Zwickau. They've also got two in China, Anting and Foshan. And this year, a reminder, Chattanooga will open in the US. They'll also open Hanover as well. Volkswagen creating the conditions that by the end of the year, they'll have capacity of 1.2 million all-electric vehicles based on the MEB platform. Remember as well that the Aero B car, that saloon sedan car, is arriving. That's where it'll be made in Emden as well. And if you're curious about the ID Buzz, the commercial van and the camper van, it will be made by the commercial vehicles factory in Hanover. Then next year, if their plans are still going ahead, they should make the ID3 in another location in Wolfsburg as well. So VW continuing their investment in upgrading those factories to EV facilities rather than starting from scratch. Emden will have a capacity of about 800 units a day, by the way, just shy of 1,000 pure EVs, ID4s, every single day. Now, in China, BYD is famous for making batteries as cars, actually, unveiling their new Seal car, S-E-A-L, the Seal, but having, a bit like the Tesla Model Y, a structural battery pack. Now, they call it cell-to-body because we were talking about cell-to-pack technology. That's where you get rid of the modules, because normally you take all the cells, individual cells, whether it's the pouch cells or the brick cells, and making them into a module. You put them together into a battery pack, and often the pack would be made, and then that whole one piece bolted normally up underneath an electric vehicle. Well, cell-to-pack technology is taking the individual cells and making them into one battery pack. Cell-to-body goes one step further, a bit like the structural battery pack at Tesla, and BYD, with the cell-to-body technology in their new Seal, and they are saying that it allows for cost reductions and also more efficiencies as well, more body torsional stiffness over a conventional design. The top cover of the battery pack makes up the vehicle's floor, if that makes sense. So that's where the seats go on top of that. Two versions of the Seal coming, 61 and 82 kilowatt-hour battery. General Motors are filing a new patent application in the US for electric vehicles with two charging sockets, one of them being a 400 volt charging and then the other one being a 400 or 800 volt charging socket. That's because in their 800 volt vehicles, like the Hummer, for instance, they effectively have a double stacked battery where they have two separate 400 volt batteries that can work in series or parallel. And that's how they use the 800 volt technology. In Hong Kong, they're starting a six-month trial to try and work out the rules and regs around personal e-mobility, things like electric bikes and electric scooters. In the UK, Peugeot's 308 with a new plug-in hybrid version goes on sale now. 12.4 kilowatt-hour battery, 81 kilowatt motor, 37 miles of range. That all sounds pretty good to me if you need a plug-in hybrid. Last night in the US, there was the Elon Musk Crash Course documentary. I think we know from the title it was always going to be of a certain type of show. I'm not going to hurry to watch that. I've seen the fallout on my social media over the last couple of hours. Very critical of Tesla's autopilot technology. Did manage to talk to some former Tesla engineers, by the way, who are normally gagged under NDAs and things. And so that might be interesting to hear it in their own words. But still, Tesla's structural battery pack, as I just mentioned, those kind of packs, is removable. The manual has been made available for free. Haven't got to do the multi-$1,000 a year subscription to get Tesla manuals anymore. And so Electric had a look, and there's 143 steps to take out the structural battery pack, but it is removable and replaceable. Tesla say that their Shanghai factory will continue the closed loop system with staff living in the factory until mid-June. And that is briefly. Bye-bye.